Here's an awkward question. If Jesus came along and asked you to give up all your wealth, would you be able to do that or not? Yes or no? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps you've heard it said that money is the root of all evil. It's an old biblical quote. Well, actually, no. It's an old biblical misquote, because that's not what the Bible says at all. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. Some people have turned away from what we believe because they want to get more and more money, but they have caused themselves a lot of pain and sorrow. So what it actually says is that it's the love of money that causes all kinds of evil. I devoted the first 36 years of my life to making myself rich. I mean, it appeared to be an admirable goal. Get rich and you've succeeded. But the more I succeeded, the more it hurt. Looking back on it now, this desire for wealth is what caused me to wander away from the faith I had in Jesus. I spent half a lifetime at this, and with every fibre of my being, let me tell you, it just wasn't worth it. There's a fine line between using money as your servant and allowing it to become your master. I have a friend who's constantly asking people, when is enough enough? So let me ask you that question. At what point is enough enough? Do you want to get more and more money? Come on, be honest with yourself. And if so, what's it costing you? When money becomes your master, it's going to cause you a world of pain and sorrow, because money is a brutal master. The love of money causes all kinds of evil. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I know with all my heart that when we let the word of God loose in our lives, it brings a freedom, a peace, a power that words can't describe. That's why I love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Catch you next time.